The Mike Missinelli Show.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missinelli Show on a Monday, and the Sixers are 1-0 in the series. Yes, and listen, from the start, I've been telling you that the first two series that the Sixers will play are not really, they're not irrelevant to me, but they're not, there's not going to be any surprises here. The Sixers took care of business, and they're up 1 on the way to a sweep. If the Washington Wizards could win that game yesterday with the Sixers facing that much of a layoff, then they have no chance to win any other game, which is really interesting to me that people want to go to the complaint department somehow after seeing this, what the Sixers did on Sunday. Was it a brilliant performance? No, it wasn't a brilliant performance. I did not expect it to be a brilliant performance. No, I did not expect it to be a brilliant performance. They're better than the Washington Wizards. They had no time in my, when I watched that game, in no time did I think the Washington Wizards were going to be good enough to win that game. They're just not good enough to win the game. So if you want to pick apart stuff from yesterday, we can do that all day long. But the Sixers are going to sweep the series. They're not going to lose a game to this team. So let's go to the complaint department, all right? Because I'm going to introduce the complaint department before the complaint department actually shows up today. So the complaint department is going to say, "Well, Mike, they didn't beat that team by enough points." What are you talking about? What do you care about how many points they beat? Because I've been reading this on social media. What do you care about how many points they beat them by? Are they 20 points better than the Wizards? On certain nights they will be. It's the NBA. You go back and forth. The team that's better usually wins in the end, and that's what the Sixers did. They dangled the 5-point thing in there and a possession where Russell Westbrook stepped out of bounds, but they weren't going to lose the game, and it doesn't matter how many points that they didn't beat them by. So get that thought out of your head. All right, here's the complaint department number 2. Oh, Ben. Listen, I'm hard on Ben too, right? But I'm not going to complain. After a game where he goes 15 rebounds, I'm not going to sit here and worry about his offense. Now, in the game, it looked like he started off aggressive, looked like he was attacking, and then he just did what he does, which is to just facilitate for people. And when you're facilitating for a guy like Tobias Harris making shots, then everything's good. And Tobias Harris making shots, he makes it easy. So somebody's going to have to make shots. Tobias Harris made the shots last night. So there you go. Now, complaint number 3. Oh, and at the bench. Ooh. Well, this is going to really settle itself. You know it's going to settle itself. Dwight Howard, Thybul, and George Hill, who played well yesterday, and so you have no confidence, that veteran presence. You can play to 1 or 2. That position is fine. You feel good about that. So let's go. Korkmaz, I probably won't see him no more, right? He was probably eliminated. So little by little, as we go along, guys are going to be eliminated. I think he was eliminated in the first game to the point where Maxey had a little spunk to him. Maxey's still hanging in there. Shake's going to get another shot still, right? So there you go right there. There's 3 guys. 1, I think, played himself out. He looks terribly unconfident. That shot he was throwing up yesterday in that game, Doc had to hide his eyes for crying out loud. I mean, that was disgraceful, the way he was launching up there yesterday. So that's the complaint. And then you're going to get, well, Joel, oh, you got foul trouble. Who cares? This team stinks, they're playing. They're crying out loud. The 3 stiffs they throw in there at center, Well, Neto starts for this team. This team's, what are you worried about? There's so much worse worry on social media. Oh my God, they didn't pound this team. Well, come on. They're going to win this series. You're just going through in motion for four games. So today, we have Crystal Rich in the studio. Hello, Crystal.
What's up, Mike? Excited to talk playoff hoops with you guys.
Yes, and Tyrone, of course. And of course, you guys are reading the same things I was reading. It was a matter-of-fact win. It's one game en route to a four-game sweep. The Washington Wizards will be disposed of, and the second opponent's going to be disposed of. And it's all going to come down to whether the Nets are playing really good basketball and whether the Sixers can handle that. And that's what the playoffs are.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get to. But people, you're right, Mike. And right after the game on Sixers Outsiders last night, we were talking about it. People, mm-hmm. there was as many complaints as there were happy people right after the game. Like, now, Tobias, people showed love to. Like, put him mm-hmm. to the side. And indeed, when he was allowed to play, played really well, so he could put him to the side. But for everybody else, there was as many complaints as there was happiness about a win. And this was that was Washington's best chance. I thought it could go five because I thought Washington might be able to steal game one because of rust. And early, they couldn't make a shot. As soon as they warmed into the game, Washington was never going to actually win the game because, one, they don't play any damn defense. And those guards are loose with the ball. Bill, as good as he is, he's loose with the ball. And Westbrook is loose with the ball. Those guys can't sustain an offense when they're giving it to the other team half the time.
Yeah, Westbrook, he's painful to watch. It's the guy. I mean, he's all over the place. And here's the thing. You're not going to get a virtuoso from the Sixers when they're playing a team like that. It's just a matter of you get the win, you get out of there, you survive the series. You're not trying to, like, spill your bucket against a team like that. You know, you play good ball, solid ball, you come out with a win, you move on to the next win.
I think there's a lot
of people. What did you see there?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people on Twitter and here that just want to win pretty. And, of course, that will be nice. But I'm just trying to win by one point. Like, I don't care how pretty it is. Just give me that W. Keep it moving. It was the first quarter, obviously rusty from deep. Obviously rusty in their transition defense. They cleaned up some of those things at the half. Dog did a really good job making minor adjustments right there. But that's what I'm concerned about. Give me the W. We're going to get past this team. Ben Simmons played tremendous defense. Bradley Beal was only 16%, 1 of 6 when he was defending him. Tobias Harris was going off. My thing about Tobias Harris, Mike, 29 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember a day when I thought he could ever get to that number.
Like AI. Yeah,
you're absolutely.
No,
he accepted the fact that he had to score yesterday. And like in the past, we've complained about him not accepting it. I'm a totally aggressive, totally different guy. Okay, Embiid's out. I got to carry this squad. And he did for that quarter.
And that should be encouraging for people in that because of confidence. Forget the opponent for a second. Washington, they can't help who they're playing. But he saw it, and he just did it. And I think a lot of times that confidence when you're the guy, that carries over. And he showed a lot of confidence. To me, I'm happy. But I think, Mike, they want you to be hot takers today.
Well,
I think they want you to be, Ben Simmons, they should have won by more. I think there's some people out there that are looking for the hot takes.
You actually think that, like, I would be afraid that they were going to lose to that team. Well, I look at that personnel that Washington trots out there. I'm all due respect. They won a lot of games towards the end to get the playoffs. But please, are you telling me you at one point were afraid they were going to lose to that team yesterday? They weren't going to lose to that team. It was a little dramatic at the end, but they weren't going to lose to that team.
No.
Come on, look at who they throw out there. Look, Hatchimore, okay, he's an okay player, right? He's not a great player. He's an okay player. Alex Len and Neto. In the starting lineup. Now Bertans can fire. That's what he does. And they bring off Robin Lopez throwing up crap with the left hand. And I don't even think he knows where it's going when it leaves his hand. And Ishmith plays hard, but what's he going to do? Is he going to beat you?
Early on, the refs made Len look like really good, but they helped him. Because they were giving him every single call. They were doing everything they could help to do to help him look like a superstar.
What an oaf Alex Len is. We're crying out loud. It's ridiculous.
He airballed a foul shot.
Oh,
yes,
come on, man.
I know that kind of upset you, Mike. A white man in this day and age airballed a foul ball. A foul shot that had to hurt your feelings specifically.
It hurts my feelings watching him play as a starter. It hurts my feelings.
Right.
Come on. All right, listen. Whatever your thoughts are today, we'll talk about it. This is tough for me because I want to get past these first two series. These two series aren't going to tell me a lot. because they're not, they don't have to play virtuosos to win these series against this team. But the fact that you want to pick apart that they didn't beat them by 20 is ridiculous. The playoffs, right? You're not going to be like on fire until you get to an Eastern Conference final. You're not going to be on fire every possession against lesser teams. So you take the W. They won by 7. All right, they didn't cover. But that was stupid if you bet them to cover. If there's one game the Washington was going to stay semi-close, it was the first game after a big layoff. And that's what people are mostly upset about. The people that bet them to cover are yapping. Well, they didn't do this, they didn't do that.
I'm interested in what we hear today, Mike, because there's been a lot of Ben Simmons issues throughout the day. I wonder if you've fought them off, or are they going to stay committed to their takes? I'm interested. They've been on the station all day.
If Ben Simmons isn't aggressive offensively and they lose a game to a good team, that's when I react. But, you know, I'm not going to sniff it at 15 assists and you know, getting 15 rebounds. I can't sniff it.
And 8 offensive boards.
Yeah,
most of his boards were offensive.
Yeah, he didn't have to be offensive for the Sixers to beat the Wizards. If they can win with him not scoring in against a great team like the Nets or a competitive team, well then I'll have something to say about it. But I've got nothing negative to say about Ben today. All right, here's how we roll. 610-632-0975. Sixers are up 1-0. They're going to sweep. There's no way that Washington wins a game in this series. Mike Mussinelli Show. It's back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Of course, he is the color analyst on Sixer broadcast on NBC Sports Philly with Mark Zumoff. He is Ala Abdelnaby. He joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Ala.
Mike, good to see you. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me. How was everything?
Everything is good. Now, they win a game yesterday, which to me is a precursor to a sweep. This team really has nothing for the Sixers. So I'll just start off by asking you your general, a couple of your overall general impressions about what you saw yesterday.
Well, I kind of was a little worried about coming in and playing a team that played twice in the week when we've had the whole week off. Especially a team like Washington that's probably playing its best basketball all season. So I kind of was anticipating a little bit of a stumbling block, and I thought we saw that through the first couple of quarters. But overall, like you said, when you look at on paper, compare this team, the 76ers with the Wizards, they're just a lot better than the Wizards are. And I thought that's what was the deciding factor over four quarters. But it took us a little while to get going. But I thought when we did, we outlasted them, bottom line.
Let's talk about Tobias Harris, because what I saw in him is something that we hadn't seen before in previous Sixer seasons, where he realized that I've got to now take over the game, and he did, and be out of foul trouble. And what he realized is that he could get any shot he wanted against this team, which has no length for him.
Well, I thought that applied to him. I thought it applied to Joel, Ben at times, when they had small matchups on him. We're just bigger than them. And you saw Tobias go down and post up, as well as drive and take him off the dribble. But it was a small guy. He basically backed him down and got to that little mid-range jumper that he wanted to take. Joel was the same. Ben, at times, we were able to post up. So, yeah, but I agree with you. Tobias saw that Joel had a rough start, and he stepped in. And that's what you need. You know, you need one of your two remaining guys to step up and play well. That's the point of having three. So when Joel got in a little bit of a trouble in the beginning, it was Tobias's time. I'm just glad he realized it. And I think after last year, the way things went down for him and the team getting swept and him kind of not playing well, I think that there was a little chip on his shoulder. And it showed yesterday. He looked determined.
Now, Ali, you've been through Philadelphia long enough to know that the fan base can be slightly crazy.
And so, you're looking at yesterday's game, and here comes the complaint department. Now, complaint number one is they didn't win the game by enough, and they were down a point at halftime. Your answer to that, as a guy who played the NBA, he's been around the NBA for a really long time, what is your answer to people that say that?
Well, listen, the bottom line, I think, is overall, you don't see a lot of blowouts in the playoffs. And I think because of the way the game is slower, there's not a lot of running. Yesterday, it was the Wizards that were trying to run. So I don't know if you're going to see big margins either way. The bottom line with the 76ers is when they finally did right it in the second half, they were obviously the better team. And I think it's also to their credit that they struggled and were still very much in the ball game in the first two quarters, you know, only being down by one. So I didn't really worry about it. I expected the 76ers to take a little time before they started getting out of the starting gates. But once they did, I thought they were clearly the better team, and they played like it. I'm not worried about margins. I'm worried about the way the game is played and how it looks out on the floor. Scores can be deceptive.
Okay, complaint number two, and you know where it is, because he's the most polarizing athlete you've seen in the city in a really long time, and the 15-15 is ignored yesterday, but the six isn't. And so, you know what I'm talking about, Ben Simmons, he needs to score more. Yesterday is not a day where I think you need to complain about him not scoring more, considering it's a 15-15. He's providing those kind of assist and also more possessions to score with the rebounding. So what is it about this guy that makes people stir this way?
You know what? I don't know. You know, I think it's because they want a complete player, you know, that's perfect, that you can like wrap a bow around, I guess. I'm not really sure. What I focus on with Ben, and you're right, 15-15 is incredible. And it shows that he left his mark on the game in more than one area. But for me, when you're going up against one of the best backcourts in the league with Beal and Westbrook, especially the way they're both playing, to have him defend and to frustrate those guys and to have Russell Westbrook take tough shots and to have Beal, you know, have to shoot over a bigger guy, that's where his value is. That, to me, if you take that away, I think that's where the Sixers are hurting the most. Now, obviously, you know, you need him on the offensive end when the opportunity presents itself to be a threat. But I thought yesterday he did enough offensively. The bottom line is when you win, everyone's done enough. When you lose, you haven't done enough. So I don't understand why people would want to critique a guy like Ben Simmons with the game he had yesterday.
I think that some parts of this fan base are so skittish that they just believe that there's a storm coming, and this is the way they process it. But you're right. Like I may need him to get to 20 by being offensively aggressive against a good team. Until that time comes, there's no reason to harp on the 6 points of yesterday.
No, what I'd like to see him do is knock down those free throws. But other than that, I have no issue with the way he played the game yesterday. If anything, I'd ask him for more of that, especially against the Wizards.
Talking to Al Abdelnaby. Al, the rotation is very interesting. And I thought that it was going to, like, he was just going to let it play out to see who survives. And I think that's what's been going on. He played 11 yesterday. Did anybody play themselves out, or did anybody make some points to stay in? And we're only talking about the three guys on the rotation are going to be Dwight Howard, going to be Thybulle, and it's going to be Hill. So now we're talking about two other spots that maybe get some play as we go along here. What did you see with the rotation?
Well, I thought Tyrese was good. You know, I thought Tyrese came in and picked up the energy, which I think is what you want from a guy like him. You know, I'm not necessarily sure offensively you're going to give X's and O's to him and have him go one-on-one and isolate him. What you're going to do is you're going to ask him to come in and pick up the pace, try to attack the basket like he does. So I think that's the first thing. Furk, I would like to have seen Korkmaz knock down some shots yesterday, you know, before he left in that first time in the ball game, just to kind of get him going. You know, again, a week off, nothing like a game. You come into a heated playoff battle and you miss your first couple shots, and I think that could be deflating. So I would have liked to seen more things go well for more guys, but overall, you got to be happy with the way the whole team performed.
I admire your support of Furk. by the way. I don't agree with it, but I admire your support.
I'm not delusional. I don't think he's going to come in and carry us during latter stages of the playoffs. What I do think is he's gotten better, and I think we should encourage his development. That's it.
All right. Can he possibly play 10 in the Eastern Conference Finals?
It all depends. Again, I think we saw depth yesterday and having to go deeper in because we saw so many different, you know, the referees were a little inconsistent yesterday, to put it mildly. And I think it kind of threw the rotation a little bit deeper, having to go a little deeper with guys. But, yeah, sure, use 10. Why not? I don't see any problem with using 10. As long as the guys who come in do what they did yesterday and pick and keep the pace going, whatever it was that from the guy that just left the ball game, and not hurt us. You know, that's the bottom line, is you don't want to hurt your team while you're out there. You want to make sure whatever's going, you keep going. And I thought they did that for the most part.
When you're looking at the Eastern Conference playoffs, you know, I know the Sixers are going to be in it. So I'm looking at the progress of these teams that they could play. What are you seeing so far with the Bucks-Nets?
Well, I think the Nets are interesting because I watched that first game against Boston, and something I didn't expect to see. Mark Zumoff and I were talking about it. You know, the Nets defended a little bit, you know, like that's something that I hadn't seen, especially from their perimeter guys. KD was in a stance. You know, they put Kyrie on Tatum for a little bit at times, and he was actually up in him trying to make life difficult for him. So if Brooklyn can score and defend even a little bit of defense, I think goes a long way for them. They're a problem. You know, Brooklyn's a problem because you've got three guys that can fill it up on any given night. You've got two really elite playmakers in Harden and Kyrie. So I got my eye on Brooklyn. I want to see them defend a little bit more, but yeah, they're a problem.
All right. The last question, and I want to take you into the West. And this is more of an NBA question involving LeBron, who it looks like violated the NBA protocol and probably should have been suspended. What is the fact that he wasn't? What does that say to you?
Well, it tells me that LeBron is the Michael Jordan of the NBA, right? And that I think for different guys, listen, guys, people, when they pay tickets, they want to see LeBron play. So I understand the idea of, you know, the Lakers, when they take the floor, LeBron should be out there. I understand the pressure behind that. I don't know if it's necessarily right or wrong, because now you're saying that different rules apply to different people. But, Mike, this wouldn't be the first time something like that's happened.
No, you're right. But, like, we were talking about this a little earlier. You know, the Nets have some guys that maybe like to go out a little bit. And so does this set a precedent that, you know, they can get away with something?
Well, I think the rest of them are going to test the rule and see if it applies to them, right? See how special they are. I think they'll find out whether or not Adam Silver agrees with them or not.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Always good to talk to you. Thanks, and we'll continue to listen to the broadcast and follow.
Thanks for watching. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, Mike.
All right, that's Al Abdanabi, Comcast Business Hotline. Harden's gone.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All righty. That was the day's program. And I think history is made. This may be the first time I ever agree with John Kincaid on anything today. So, congratulations. All right. Let's get the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a new mower, Zero Turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with Safe Contactless Pickup in Doylestown. Crystal Rich in today. Crystal, final numbers.
All right, just over 1,100 votes. The Sixers won game one against the Wizards after shaking off some rust. What is your mindset now, Mike? We're seeing around the same numbers, 80% solid, happy with the win, 17% nervous, just a little bit too close. And you got that 2.2% of downers who are angry for no reason.
All righty. Thank you very much for today. I'm reminded that I didn't bring up that Charles Barkley thing. If you weren't watching it, you weren't watching it on TNT, the halftime analysis. I always I'll look just to hear a stupid thing Shaq is going to say about Embiid. But in his case, Johnson goes to, he's phrasing a question for Barkley, and Shaq jumps in and goes, don't do it, Ernie. I know snitches get stitches, but he didn't watch a game.
Oh my God.
And like at some point, goes, what? And Ernie goes, he goes, no, we got proof. And so they got to this video that some tech took of Charles in the room where I guess they're all supposed to be watching the game. Charles is like, he's completely sacked out. He's on the chair sleeping.
So he's just going off box score numbers. That's it. That's all you can do at that point if you're sleeping.
The game is going on. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this guy is so universally liked. People don't even care that he's not even watching the game. He should be analyzing at halftime, right? You know, he gets this universal like, and people even care. It doesn't even matter to him.
He does. And thing is, I bet you this is just the time he decided to fall asleep. He admitted one time when the Sixers were on national TV right before March Madness, he admitted that he was watching college basketball instead of the game. He was working. Instead of the Sixers, he was watching college basketball. Like, I think he probably watches the games half the time.
Oh, on top of that, he has no shame because now he comments on it and he goes, yo, man, I was tired. I was shooting a commercial all day yesterday in hot sun. Like, as if people care about that. Oh, wow, in that case, Charles. Yeah, okay that you watch the game.
I was out in the hot sun. I still had to do it on Saturday, too. I still had to do it outsiders with Crystal. I couldn't just say, Crystal, you got this.
Right.
I'm just going to be over here chilling.
he can say anything he wants. And yep. A lot of times he says ridiculous things. He cannot watch the game. He can rub in people saying, well, nah, I could. I fell asleep because I was doing the commercial. And still people don't care.
Mike,
they talk about trying to use them sometimes for the hockey.
Yeah,
they want to put Barkley on for that because they want to use more Barkley.
It's amazing, man.
They had like this mini doc on the creation of the TNT pre and post game show. Were you able to catch that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and they were talking about like how much they loved the silliness from Shaq and Barkley.
Yeah.
Like that's almost the whole purpose. Like, yes, they're going to give you some analysis, but like, I feel like it's more about the yucks.
Yeah, listen, Shaq annoys me. Barkley never does. And speaking of that, like we didn't have him on last year because of the COVID thing, and so I guess we'll have him on in August.
Yeah, we're allowed.
When everything's complete.
Yeah, we're allowed now to have guests again in studio.
So we'll look forward to that. And also, like, news is coming forth. Listen, I got my ear out there. Birds are tweeting that there's a possible golf tournament coming up.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
I wouldn't be.
There's a possible golf tournament coming up that a lot of people listen are familiar with.
If that is true, that's always a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my time to get to drive around on a golf cart, something I don't get to do enough. It's true.
Well, details will be arriving. I got the ear out, and I'm hearing some things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.